This news update's being brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Sarah Ann Murray is scheduled for a jury trial on April 14, 2026 at 9 a.m. on charges of assault and unlawful imprisonment, with the trial expected to last a day and a half and her bond continuing as previously set. Murray's bond will continue under the terms already set by the court, meaning no charges have been made to her release conditions ahead of the trial date. The scheduled jury trial and bond details are publicly available through Michigan court records and recent legal updates. No new modifications or additional charges appear in the latest DACA entries for Murray. A Genesee County jury has convicted Terrence Joseph Haywood, 38, of first-degree premeditated murder for the stabbing death of 34-year-old Cole Campbell in Flint Township. Authorities say Haywood killed Campbell with a machete between February 1st and 2nd of 2022 following a series of troubling instances and odd statements about receiving messages to harm his roommate. Campbell's body was later discovered at a Mitson Boulevard residence, with an autopsy confirming he died from multiple sharp force injuries consistent with machete wounds. Prosecutor David Layton described the case as highly unusual and credited Flint Township Police for their work. Haywood is scheduled for sentencing October 27th, facing life imprisonment without parole. And the Ubley FFA continues to support the Thumb Blessing Boxes and the Ubley Food Pantry through ongoing food and money drives. Each November, students hold a friendly competition between classes to collect the most donations. Last year's efforts brought in nearly 1,000 pounds of food and $580 in cash, with funds used throughout the year to restock community food boxes. Over the weekend, FFA members purchased $460 worth of groceries to refill the Thumb Blessing boxes. This year's collection campaign will begin again in November to continue assisting local families in need. And we will return right after this.
Since 1895, we've been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbor. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're locally owned, locally involved, and locally invested in the communities we serve. Hi, I'm Sarah Sakin from Thumb Bank and Trust's Pigeon Branch. From sponsoring Little League teams to supporting local businesses, we believe in serving our local community. Because here, relationships aren't built on transactions, they're built on trust. We provide convenient banking services, whether you prefer to stop in and see us or visit our online banking solutions at www.thumb.bank. We offer personal, business, and agribusiness loan and deposit solutions. We're the bank large enough to serve you, but just the right size to care about your specific needs. Our community bankers are here to help you whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or saving for the future. Because when you grow, our whole community grows stronger. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Experience the difference a local community bank can make.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
President Donald Trump continues his Asia tour, meeting the president of South Korea. The discussions are focused on regional tensions and economic cooperation. This meeting comes as North Korea increases military activities in the area. Trump's team says the talks are a key step in U.S. diplomatic efforts. South Korean officials express hope for stronger ties. Observers are watching closely for any breakthrough announcements. Israel's army has launched new airstrikes in Gaza in response to attacks from Hamas. The ceasefire reached earlier this month remains in jeopardy. Residents in Gaza report widespread damage and shortages. Humanitarian groups are urging restraint, while international leaders are calling for renewed peace efforts. The situation remains tense as talks continue. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have seven models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.